Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast, where you will get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside of legal nurse consulting. They will share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with 30 years experience. So, join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's Pat.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast, and today we'll talk about something that is on everyone's mind, which is succeeding in a world where cash flow and business has been changed by the pandemic and by significantly different patterns in our daily lives. I brought on the show with me Regina Bergman, who I met through a joint venture collaboration circle, a new networking group that just started as a result of changes in our lifestyles. And as soon as I got to know Regina, I thought that she would be a great person to bring onto the show to talk with you about some of the financial aspects of what businesses are going through, including legal nurse consulting businesses. Regina is an international best-selling author. She's a public speaker. She's a business growth strategist, and she helps to transform businesses into profitable ones, both online and offline. Regina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know when you and I had a chance to talk before the show, you were sharing with me your background as a coach, and I know that you started in the coaching world as a marriage coaching, in a marriage coaching capacity. So I wondered if you could give an overview to our audience about how you got to the point of giving business advice from giving marriage advice.
Great question. So let me give a little history there. I, for years, have felt that I wanted to write a book and thought it was a fiction book. And every time I would sit down to work on it, I was completely blank. But one day I was visiting with a friend, and she was telling me about a friend of hers who, on her 42nd wedding anniversary, her husband walked in and said, "Oh, by the way, I'm getting a divorce. We're getting a divorce." And she was devastated. She had no idea. And my friend said, "I guess there's just no such thing as a bulletproof marriage." And I thought about that. And I thought, well, wait a minute. There are lots of things we can do to bulletproof our marriage. And that started me on a journey of writing my first book, which did become an international bestseller. And it is called Bulletproof Your Marriage. And it identifies five different stages of a marriage and how you can impact the success of that marriage and the communication within the marriage. And the research was astounding in terms of the marriages that fail and the different places that they fail and how many marriages fail after all the children leave home because there's nothing left of the marriage. I mean, it's just a shell. And so that started me on that book, and I wrote that book. And about the same time as I was finishing the book up, I was going through training to become a coach. And I really thought I was going to be a life coach, and that was going to be a part of that. But I quickly realized that business was really important. And so I was straddling the line, working with businesses and working with personal and working with marriages. And my husband and I developed a marriage retreat based on the book, Bulletproof Your Marriage. And the beta tests that we did were awesome. We had such a great time and made such a difference for people. But then it was hard to get business owners, businessmen, to come to the retreat with their wives and to work on their marriage. So I decided a shift was in order, that I would go at it from the opposite direction. Let's go at it from the business side. And then we have an opportunity to open doors to work on a marriage. So I have kind of a little philosophy, save a business, save a marriage. Because we know that the stress of a failing or a struggling business is a huge impact on the marriage and on the family. And it's a generational impact. If the marriage fails, we impact generations, not just that one family. We also know that business owners commit suicide when their businesses fail. So, you know, there's just so many negatives that can happen when that business is struggling and failing. And so I thought, if I can save the businesses, I have an opportunity to impact the marriage, to impact the family, to impact those generations, to impact the community. And as we save more businesses, we impact globally even, you know, but all the way up to the national level of our own country for certain, and then potentially globally as well. So it's kind of a, it's a mixed piece for me. It's save a business, save a marriage.
And this is certainly a concern right now with so many small businesses, as we're recording this in the midst of the pandemic, that have closed or are struggling or about to close. There's a lot of stress on marriages, for sure, right now.
There is a tremendous amount. And we also know that there is a huge wave, going back to failing businesses and suicide. We know there's a huge wave of suicide these days. And people are talking that about that becoming a tsunami instead of a wave. And we know that the stress of this period that we're in right now is going to impact that. You know, and we also know, or I should say the statistics are saying that anywhere from 20 to 50% of small businesses will fail during this crisis.
Hmm.
It's huge.
Talk to us a little bit about that, because that's a huge statistic.
It is.
We hear the statistics about the number of businesses that fail in the first year, and the number who fail in the first 5 years.
And 10, yeah.
And 10. And now we are talking about 20 to 50% of small businesses failing. What are some of the things that we can do? We're not talking to people who are in restaurant industries.
No.
Cleaning.
Although
companies.
There are things they can do as well to improve, but yeah.
Yeah. But talk to us about service industries, because that is the focus of the people who are listening, of
sure.
working as nurses, helping attorneys with their cases. Share with us some things that we can be doing right now to help manage those issues in today's environment.
The first thing I would say is don't give up. Don't throw your hands in the air and say the sky is falling. There's nothing I can do until this is over with. Because if you do that, you will be one of those businesses that fail. You'll be part of that statistic. You can't stop moving during this period of time. You have to create, you have to do one of two things. Everybody's talking about pivoting. And you've probably heard that as well, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
But they're talking about pivoting. Now, when I hear the word pivot, to me, that means at least a 90-degree shift in what I'm doing, maybe even 180 degree shift, right? It's a big shift. But I was visiting with a friend from Australia the other day, and he said, you know, I'm not using that word. I'm using the word realign. And I like that more, because it doesn't mean that necessarily you have to make a huge shift, but you've got to look at where your clients are and figure out how to serve them better now. And that requires communication. You have to reach out to folks and talk to them about their needs now, because needs have changed, and what your business was built on may not be the same as what is needed right this moment, and maybe not even moving forward. I think we're going to see a lot of changes that are permanent out of this period of time. I got a letter from my doctor this week stating that they're doing virtual doctor visits, that you can literally talk to your doctor now online, and I don't mean texting back and forth. I mean, have a visit where we're doing what we're doing right now. And I think that's going to stay. I think there are a lot of things that are going to stay out of this. I kind of look at this as a reset. And so take the opportunity to reset in your business. Look at your business. Look at who you serve. Make a list of those folks that are your clients and your ideal clients, that your prospects that you're not serving yet, and then reach out to them. Find out what they need and what's happening for them and how that impacts what you supply to them. That communication piece is going to be critical as you can do that. When I'm not sure if you know this or not, Pat, but I had a staffing firm for 12 plus years. We were doing between $4 and $5 million worth of business a year. We had 6 offices. We were in 2 states. We had a lot going on. And the financial crash of 2008 put me out of business. Mm-hmm. And I, but before we made the decision to go out of business, which if I had it to do over again today, if I knew today or knew then what I know today, I would have done things differently. And we may have survived that period of time instead of failing. But we did call all of our clients and we called all of our prospect list. And every one of them said, we're not taking any action on hiring any employees for 6 to 9 months until we see what's happening in this economy. Well, I couldn't survive. I had 25 internal employees to take care of. I had 200 external employees placed in companies. And I couldn't survive for 6 to 9 months. There was no way to meet that kind of payroll without money coming in. And so we had to close our doors. But had I understood pivoting and realignment, there were some pivots, some true pivots I could have made. And your business may require a pivot. It may just require a little bit of realignment, but you don't know that until you talk to your clients. So get on the phone, call those people. Not talking about emails. I'm talking picking up the phone and calling them. Your voice is the best thing. You know, getting voice to voice, ear to ear kind of a thing is the best thing that you can do right now to figure out what the changes are that you need to make in your business to stay relevant. And then use this period of time to make those internal changes, create new structure, new processes, whatever it is that is going to meet the need of your market. Use this period of time to develop that if you can't be out there really working with them at the moment. You can still communicate with them, find out what they're needing, create a plan to deliver that as much of that as you can right now. And anything that can't be done right now, at least create the plan for moving forward. Does that make sense?
It does. And I'm in the middle, as we speak, in teaching an online networking course for legal nurse consultants. And our first homework assignment was for them to call 5 clients. Yeah. And they said, well, what do we say to them? And you say, how are things going? What can I do to support and help you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And find out what their needs are right now. You have to have that conversation with them. And they will appreciate you taking the time to find that out and not just throwing some marketing at them or you know, doing some other things that aren't as effective for them right now. They want to know that you care. And that you really are willing to make the shifts to continue to serve their needs, because their needs are changing right now. And you have to find out what those needs are before you can serve them.
You know, it's interesting as you talk about making the phone calls, because I'm thinking about a call that I got on my voicemail from somebody who said, I'm calling you because you're on my list. And I do this, and I do that, and I do this, and I do that, and I do this, and I do that, and I do this, and I do that. And about 90 seconds into the voicemail, I hit click, you know, stop, delete. A voicemail that had been worded differently might have caught my attention, something that was directed to me, even if it wasn't me, Pat Iyer, individually, but what are you struggling with? How can I help you?
Right.
Would have been a whole different message than I felt like, I, okay.
Exactly. That was about that person. That was their resume, not anything to do with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't do that, folks. Don't do that. Have genuine concern for those clients and be willing to provide value ahead of being paid. Try to provide value to help them move forward. And you'll have to figure out what that is, based on your conversations that you're having with them. But just reaching out and talking to them and having that conversation is one way of providing value.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So give us some hints in terms of what we should be focusing on now. We've got several things that are swirling around. We have law firms that are shuttered. We have courthouses that are shuttered because of the ban on having people together. What can we be focusing on in our businesses that will help sustain us and help us move forward when life begins to change again? And I'm not saying deliberately when it returns to normal, because right. As you just pointed out, we may not, in doctor's appointments, just as a perfect example, we may not get back to normal.
Right.
And as a little aside, my husband and I live in Florida in the winter and New Jersey in the summer, and we go to Baltimore for medical care for my husband at Johns Hopkins. It is a 3.5-hour drive to Baltimore. It is a 3-hour flight from Florida and an overnight stay. I would love it if my husband's doctors could say, okay, here's our iPad. We'll meet with you electronically. You can save 7 hours of traveling and an overnight stay and a plane fare for those visits where they don't have to physically examine my husband. The telemedicine.
There's no reason they can't.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no reason they can't.
They are offering that. He's got an appointment in May, the middle of May, that I am sure was not going to take place in person because we can't get on a plane right now.
Yeah. My husband gets services from the Veterans Administration, and they have gone to telephone now. They're not even doing the iPad kind of a thing at the moment, but they're making phone calls instead of don't come to the VA center. Just get on the phone with us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what can we be doing during this period of time? And let me ask you a question to preface my response. When you and I were talking before the call and we were talking about, you know, the courthouses being closed and the attorneys not working, and all the others that went along with that, would you say that those attorneys are still working on cases at home?
Oh, they most definitely are working on cases at home. Yes.
So they still have needs. Okay.
They do.
They're not just shuttered, sitting back, watching TV and playing games.
Not if they want to keep getting a salary. They're not. No.
Yeah. And if they want to be viable when they come out of this.
Yeah.
And the same is true for each of you who are listening to this call. If you want to be viable when you come out of, when we make the turn here, whatever that is, and whenever that is, we don't know when that is. You must stay active in your business right now. Don't stop moving forward. Don't stop looking for new clients, making relationships with potential clients, and don't stop marketing. If you do some marketing for your business, don't stop. One of the things that people tend to do with marketing is in times like this, they pull back. If you, I know, don't know if you're aware of it or not, but like Facebook ads, the cost is going down right now because people are pulling out of advertising. They're stopping their marketing. It's just like with the stock market, people tend to sell on the way down and buy on the way up. Right? Marketers are doing the same thing. They've started pulling out of marketing. And right now is the time to market. It's less expensive and you have greater coverage than ever before. Mm-hmm. So look at your marketing platforms. How are you marketing your business? How are you creating relationships? And work on those relationships. Because if you're the person building the relationship and providing value now, you're the person that they're going to want to work with when they come out of this. Mm-hmm. So continue to do that. If you're not on LinkedIn, you need to be. Your attorneys are on LinkedIn. You have the opportunity to make great relationships with those attorneys on LinkedIn right now. And so, you know, that's, I don't know what percentage of your folks you would say are on there and doing that, Pat. But
A good percentage are, and some okay. say, well, I'm on LinkedIn, but I'm not sure if I'm doing it correctly, or I haven't really capitalized on it.
Before we continue the show, let me focus on a problem some LNCs have, and this might be yours. You're a legal nurse consultant who wants to build a strong business, and yet you've got a problem. You avoid networking. You feel uncomfortable networking. Or you'd love to network, but you don't know where to meet attorneys. You feel stuck. You know that being able to speak with attorneys is essential for building your business, and you want to know a process that is effective. Yes, you can read networking books, but they're not tailored to helping legal nurse consultants. They don't address the specifics of our industry. I'm announcing my latest book, Networking for LNCs: Meet Contacts, Build Relationships, and Turn Your Connections into Profits. Would you like to increase your client base and get more cases from existing clients? Would you like to know proven strategies that exponentially increase your success as a legal nurse consultant? Would it be helpful to find the types of offline and online venues that are great opportunities for you to meet attorneys? Would you be interested in knowing what blocks you might have that could be sabotaging your networking efforts? Get your copy of this brand new book, released in March 2020, at this link, lnc.tips/networking book. That link is lnc.tips/networking book. And use all one word for networking book. LNC.tips, networking book. No spaces in between those words.
Gotcha. And that is important, because if your profile is not set up properly, they're not going to find you. Remember that all of your marketing has to center around two things. There's a conversation going on in your ideal client, your attorney that you want to work with. There's a conversation going on in anyone's ideal client's mind. And here's what it is. Relative to the product or service that you offer, the conversation is, I have a problem I don't want. I need a solution I don't have. So All of your marketing has to address the fact that you get their problem, that you understand it, and secondly, that you have a solution. And when your marketing does that, it attracts people to you. So whether that's your LinkedIn profile, a Facebook ad, your Facebook profile, whatever that is, wherever you are marketing, it has to address those two issues. And so now is the time to market. And, you know, I'd be happy to have a conversation with anybody about that, anybody who wanted to reach out to me. And when we get into contact information later, we can make sure that's covered there. But yeah, that's your marketing needs to continue. You don't want marketing that does this. You know, we were talking about that stock market graph. Your marketing shouldn't be that. Your marketing should be steady. Don't pause your marketing. Keep going, because every time you stop, now you have to gain momentum again. Okay. And so a lot of people, they'll market until they get business. Then they'll stop marketing until they've served that batch of clients. Now they have to market all over again. Whereas if you keep it going steadily, you get a steady influx of new prospects, and your work is much easier. So those are some of the things that I would say. You know, keep marketing. You folks should be on LinkedIn. If you need some help with your LinkedIn profile, reach out to me. I can connect you with some experts. I can give you a few tips, but I can connect you with some other experts on profiles. Your profile needs to be about the client. Just like Pat was saying, she got that voicemail that was all about the person. It was their resume. Your LinkedIn profile is not a resume. It is a marketing piece that tells the client, that reaches the client, that talks about their problem and the solution, not about you. Mm-hmm. Talk about how you can complete that or solve that problem for them. So, yeah.
I appreciate that. And I know, just as a final question, you and I had talked about looking at your finances, and I know you're very strong in the financial aspects, I think people right now are looking at budgets, they're looking at expenses, they're looking at their revenue. How do you find $10,000 in somebody's budget in 45 minutes? That's a real intriguing question that I need to ask you, because you told me you could do that, and I'd like to know how you do it.
I even have a book that tells how I do it.
Oh, really?
And it's a free book. It's a free book. How I find $10,000 in any business in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it without you having to spend money on marketing and advertising. We're not talking about a marketing and advertising budget. We're talking about marketing strategies that most small business owners are not aware of. And so we're able to come in. We do it through a Zoom call. I walk you through a presentation. I get some information from you beforehand that helps me to, you know, tailor that presentation to you. And then I'm able to find that usually, you know, we only promote the 10,000 because most people can't grasp what we can really find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is recurring revenue, not one time 10,000. That's $10,000 a month coming in. So we find it in marketing. We find it in, joint ventures. We find it in a variety of ways, but we go through, I have about 8 different strategies that I use for that process. And usually in a 45 minute session, I only get through 2, maybe 3. Sometimes we've only gotten through 1, but 2 to 3 of those strategies, I can easily find that 10,000. So you can imagine if we looked at all 8 strategies, what mm-hmm. that would be.
All right.
Yeah. So it's a 45-minute Zoom call. It's free. I don't charge for that. I'm happy to do that with anybody to show them. And it's not a sales pitch. I'll just tell you now, it's not a sales pitch. I will tell you a lot of people do become clients after going through that process because they want help to implement those things. And I simply ask you at the end, would you like my help to implement? If yes, great. If not, great. I've given you a lot of tools that you can move forward with. By the end of that conversation. So it's not a sales pitch, but it does often bring me new clients.
All right. Well, tell our listeners how they can stay connected to you.
All right. So one thing I'd like to suggest to your listeners is that I do have a Facebook group that they might be interested in joining, and I provide a lot of value in that group, including a 5-day boot camp that we just finished this week. We actually finished it up this week. And it's everything that we do inside of the group is free. The group is free. But I'm in there every day providing value in a live Facebook conversation. And it's called Entrepreneurial Leaders Making a Difference, because that's who I like to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the name of our group. And we can certainly, you know, have that link for them here. So that's one way. And on LinkedIn, it is Regina Partain Bergman. Partain was my former married name. I was married for 44 years, and then my husband passed away. And I was fortunate enough a couple of years later to remarry. And so so both names are in there.
Uh-huh.
And then you can also email me, Regina@bridgeportstrategy.com.
All right. Thank you, Regina. I appreciate that. I think the major takeaways that I got from this program is to be aware that because there's a high failure rate already in businesses, and it's intensified right now, it's important to take those practical strategies to heart, not to be like the turtle, pulling your head back in your shell and saying, I'm paralyzed by the fear
right.
of what's going on, but to stay connected to your clients. Call them.
Absolutely.
Don't send them emails. Don't leave voice messages where every sentence starts with, I do this and I do that, as I told you about the email,
right.
the voicemail that I got. But show concern to your clients. Ask how they're doing. Ask how you can do something to help them. What is it that they need? And then Regina talked about realigning your strategies, not necessarily pivoting, but realigning what you're doing so that you are meeting the needs of what's going on with your clients right now. This is not the time to stop marketing. This is the time to continue a steady flow of reaching out to people, whether that is through blogs that you write for your website or ads that you place or phone calls that you make to your ideal clients so that they see you as a helper and somebody who's concerned about them because they're hurting too.
Absolutely. Great summary.
Thank you. And Regina mentioned that she offers a free call to help you look for that money that's hidden in your business to see how you can survive and thrive in the time that we're dealing with right now.
Right.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Regina, for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And would you like to show us something?
I would like to show you something. So I would love to give your listeners a gift. And I have here a book called Generate Cash Flow Quickly, The 10 Secrets to Creating Profit Now, which is going to give them a leg up. Again, part of the work that they need to be doing right now to come out of this viable and better than they went in. And so I have an offer for your listeners. If they would like a free copy of that, what I've got for them is a free PDF of it so they can just download it. It'll come in their email and a very simple website for them to go to get that download.
Okay. And what would that website be?
That website is bit.ly/ cash flow quickly. bit.ly/cash flow quickly. bit.ly.
bit.ly/cash flow quickly. All right. And if you're watching this interview on YouTube, I'll put this below the screen so that you can see it. If you're listening by audio, remember that link that Regina has shared, bit.ly/cash flow quickly. Perfect.
Excellent.
Please be sure to subscribe to Legal Nurse Podcast. You can do that by going to the platform where you're listening now and keeping up with us. We release a new interview every Monday. We also provide the interviews on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com, where you can also take advantage of our bundles of shows based on the most downloaded shows in 6 categories, and you can sign up to receive those. Those are free bundles, and we include a mini book so you can take notes and be able to record your insights that you get from each of our shows. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being here, Regina.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Bye to you, and bye to our listeners.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Join our community to get notified of each new episode and to receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. We appreciate you and your interest.